has he
run?
Mm-hmm. And I might say, yes, yesterday he
run.
Okay. If we're talking about somebody doing some work, you might say, has the work already been
started or begun?
And if we're talking about the word doing,
oh,
you say, has the work already been
done?
And I might say, yes, yesterday they
did it.
Okay, good. If somebody did that, did something intentionally, you might say, he did that
for meanness.
Yeah. Or he didn't do it accidentally. He did it
intentionally.
Yeah, or he did it on... Would you ever say he did it on purpose, or he did it for a purpose, or he did it...
did it on purpose.
If we were talking about somebody asking a question, you might say, has that question been
asked?
And I might say, yes, yesterday they
asked.
Okay. We're talking about people writing. You might ask, have they already talking about fight? Yeah.
Fault?
Mm-hmm. And I might say, yes, yesterday they have you ever heard people say they fit to mean they fought?
Okay.
If we were talking about somebody stabbing something with a knife,
mm-hmm.
you say, has he, what, the wild hog, has he
stabbed him?
Mm-hmm. And if, let's see, he, you might say he stabbed him and then he, what, the knife out. He
pulled a knife.
Okay. If you're talking about drawing a knife out of something, you could say he
drew the knife out.
Okay, good. Now, I'm supposed to ask you about different kinds of large knives. Can you tell me about...
Well, butcher knives, different sizes.
Okay.
And a saw knife, you know, there's a knife that has a blade on it that you can saw little bones with.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. And a electric slicer.
How about a great big knife that somebody might use to clear the woods with or chop down?
Well, that, would that be a bush hook or a knife or what?
No. How about the kind of knife that would be used in butchering a hog?
Well, that's a big butcher knife. Long butcher knives is what we use.
Uh-huh.
You know, some great, great long ones and then smaller ones, different sizes
uh-huh.
of butcher knives.
Uh-huh.
That's what we always used.
Okay. Have you ever heard somebody say she'll sweet mouth him out of it, or she'll sweet talk him out of it?
Yeah, yeah. Sweet talk him out uh-huh. into it or something.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Well, I would think it means trying to get a person to do something that maybe he don't want to do.
You might say, well, I will do that if you want me to, but I'd what, do this? I'd
rather do that.
Or you might say, I'd just as soon
do it.
Or I'd just as soon do one
as the other.
Okay, that's good. I really don't know what this means. They've got down here, I'll knock you down, introduce you. Does that, can introduce and knock down mean the same thing?
No, I wouldn't think so. Well, now, I have heard say they knocked him down so-and-so. That does mean introduce. I've heard that.
Now, tell me that again.
Heard people like say he knocked you down so-and-so. That meant he introduced you to so-and-so. I've heard that.
Oh, no, that's interesting. I didn't know that at all.
Well, I've heard that.
Uh-huh. Okay. If somebody... If a friend of yours tells you something that you don't want to hear, you might say, well, I didn't enjoy hearing that, but you're my friend.
And you had to listen.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression like still and all or yet and still? I didn't like it, but...
Yet and still, I listened to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What about still and all?
Are you familiar with that?
No.
It sounds like... have you ever heard the expression, he didn't make me no mind?
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
Well, talking to somebody, I reckon they don't pay you no mind. I reckon you might say he didn't make me no mind.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, we've got through all this stuff. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.